From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, registering a new group of voters, the homeless. It's Denver's plan for the Democratic National Convention.
First, though, we're going to spend some time now talking about the economy. Wall Street is flirting with a bear market. Deciding whether we're actually in a bear market right now is kind of like deciding whether we're actually in a recession. There's the technical definition, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, and then there's the way it feels, and it sure feels like a bear market.
Especially to investors. Many experts say in a down stock market, you should buy and hold for the long term, and you'll be up in the end. But about 9 months ago, when the stock market sagged, Paul Kirsic did just the opposite. He sold all of the stocks belonging to his asset management company, K&A Assets.
So we called Paul Kirsic back to see how he's doing now.
Where we are now is we are trading, and we are about 50% in various markets and about 50% in cash at the present time. And the position of being in all cash, which we created in November of 2007, really didn't last that long. We told you then that we had sold all the stocks, including our oil and gas positions, and that we were sorry we had sold the oil and gas positions. And fortunately, we were able to get...
I bet.
I mean, wow,
right. Look at oil today. Yeah.
Look at oil today. And very fortunately, we were able to get back into every company that we sold at a discount to our sale price. So we recreated that allocation. And thank goodness we did. That's been, you know, a terrific spot to be in over the course of the past 6 months. And right now, what we are expecting to see in the stock markets is we're expecting to see further erosion. And so what we will be doing with the remaining 50% cash that we have is actually building net short positions to take advantage of what we are expecting to be further erosion in the market.
So basically, you're going to bet that the market will continue to decline.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So for how long, do you think?
You've just got to assume that we're going lower. We're in a very good week seasonally prior to 4th of July, and then it's over. And we think that by the following Monday, you're going to see the market start to drift back down again. And it's our intent to take advantage of that drift down and make money in the drift down. And frankly, if we're wrong, we'll lose money.
Let's say I don't have an astute money manager like you. I don't have a spare, couple hundred thousand to give you. What should the average investor do when faced with this kind of market?
Stay in cash, short the market, really control your losses. Don't just sit there and take it. You know, don't let the market dish out punishment and pain to you. Get out, survive, keep your capital.
So you really go against the conventional wisdom, which is buy and hold.
Absolutely, we do. You must not buy into this buy and hold conventional wisdom. It's killing people.
You were investing during the bear market in the 1980s, the early 1980s. Can you compare that to this bear market?
It's really probably no comparison, because by the time I got involved in the early 80s, the long-term bear market that really went on through the last half of the 1960s, the entire decade of the 1970s, and the first year and a half of the 1980s was ending. You know, I got in these markets in 1981, so by the time, you know, you had a decade and a half of a bear market, nobody wanted to own any stocks. You couldn't give them away. But in 1982, the Dow hit 776 on a fateful day in early August, and that proved to be the low for that year, and we started to march upward ever so slowly but surely. And the next thing you know, we were in a 20-plus year bull market. Where this one, these are absolutely unequivocally the toughest times that I've ever seen to make good decisions. And that's why you have to have all these tight disciplines in place.
Paul Kirsic is the founder and managing member of K&A Asset Management. It's in Napa, California. Paul Kirsic, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.